Welcome to another episode of the Life Mastery mini-series, where we talk about the science of happiness and success. The right question. You only require one question to make difficult decisions, to solve challenging dilemmas, to give good advice, to manage negotiations. Only one question to decide whether to break up a relationship or fight for survival. And that's the right question. What do I want and what am I willing to pay for it? This is an extension of the stop rule, outcome-based thinking. Whenever you approach any challenge, you want to start by defining what you want to achieve. If you don't use the right question, you won't know what you want. And if you don't know what you want, how are you going to get that in your life? So defining what you want will generally inform a simple plan and easy solutions. And the second part of the right question is, what am I willing to pay for it? How much time, energy, money, and emotional cost am I willing to bear to get what I want? A major mistake that many people make that can ruin a life is overinvesting. Many doctors, for example, decide 10, 15 years into their careers that they don't want to be a doctor, but they've come so far that it's hard to go back. Some people are in a relationship that is leading to emotional ruin, and some people make financial mistakes and they just keep spending to try and dig themselves out of a hole. The reality is that if you're headed in the wrong direction, the further you travel, the further you'll be away from where you want to get to. Sometimes in life, the right decision is to cut your losses and start heading in the correct direction. When it comes to relationships, the same rule applies. Should I stay or should I go? It's one of the hardest questions. You always start by asking the right question. What do I want? Is your relationship giving you what you need? You can't assess that until you've identified what that is. Are you happy? Are you emotionally fulfilled? Is the relationship ticking the right boxes? Are you with the kind of person you want to be with? Importantly, if you can't identify what you want out of the relationship, how is your partner supposed to fulfill your needs? And the second part is, what are you willing to pay for it? Relationships are exhausting. They take a lot of work. But are you giving too much and receiving too little? Are there aspects that aren't working? Are you willing to put in the time and energy to fix those issues? And is your partner willing to engage? The right question is also there to assess progress. If you're working hard to improve your relationship, are you receiving dividends for that? Are things actually improving? There are times that you have to cut your losses and move on because you are overinvesting. Use the right question to make decisions in life. A colleague recently asked me, should I apply for this medical director role? And I replied, how many hours per week will it require in addition to your current job? Will it interfere with your childcare arrangements? Have you spoken to the incumbent to find out what kind of work you'll be doing? What do you want and what are you willing to pay for it? Her answer to all the questions was no. And she was about to apply for a new role. She didn't need my advice. She needed to ask herself the right question. The right question is required to give any useful advice. Recently, my wife asked a colleague, what car should I buy? And he immediately told her, a Lexus. Why? Because he had just bought a Lexus. He didn't ask her, how many children do you have? Or he would have realized that the Lexus that he had chosen didn't come in a six-seater. He didn't ask her, what are you willing to pay for it? What's your budget? There's no point telling someone to buy an $80,000 car if they only have a $20,000 budget. Most people give advice to justify their own decisions. They recommend that you do what they have done. When someone asks for your counsel, they're not asking you to justify your own decisions. They're placing trust in you to give them advice that will help their lives. That's an honor. Don't abuse their trust by feeding your ego instead of trying to help them. Ask them the right question. As an illustrative example, I recently asked some friends which sports channel I should subscribe to. All of them recommended their own sports channels that they were watching. Not a single one asked me which sports I wanted to watch. That's useless to me. Why don't you just do exactly as I do? When someone asks my advice, the first thing I do is pose the right question. If they can't answer it, they are not ready to receive advice. Before any decision can be made, they need to work out what they want and at what cost. Once they've answered the right question for themselves, they probably won't need my advice because they already know what they want and what they're willing to pay for it. And the best help you can give other people is to help them to help themselves. There is much greater affirmation and good to be done by helping people to get to the right decisions rather than affirming your own ego by getting them to copy whatever you've done. Use the right question for negotiations. When you enter a negotiation, you need to know exactly what you want and what you're willing to pay for it. Because if you know exactly what you're going into those negotiations to get out of them, if you know exactly what you're willing to compromise, what you're willing to give away, then you're most likely to come out of those negotiations with a good outcome, to be able to negotiate with calm leadership. You know exactly what you're in there trying to achieve, and you know exactly what you're willing to give away. Nothing is going to manipulate you to give away things or to compromise on things that you really care about. And that's what negotiations are all about, trying to get what you really want, and sometimes to concede ground on issues that make the other person feel good, that you actually don't care about that much. And if you can define exactly what those issues are before you enter those negotiations, exactly what you want, exactly what you're willing to give away, it puts you in a very strong position to get a good outcome. The right question is also an excellent tool to monitor progress in your life and to make any decision. Whenever you want to buy, invest, or initiate a new endeavor, ask this question: what do I want and what am I willing to pay for it? Maybe next time that'll even help you with impulse buying on the internet. Do you really want that? And are you really willing to pay that much for it? It's great for evaluating the progress of relationships, of any business endeavor. What do I want out of this? Am I still on course to get what I want? And what am I currently paying? Am I over budget? What is the right budget? What should I be doing for this? How much time, how much money, how much energy do I want to expend on this endeavor? And am I getting what I want? The right question is an excellent problem-solving tool. Usually, if you can identify what outcome you want, this will solve most problems in life because you know which direction to head in. Heading in a random direction is unlikely to get you to the right place. You're much more likely to get what you want if you know what that is, and that may define an easy, tailor-made plan. This is extraordinary. I've given you one simple question that will solve your relationship dilemmas, your life choices, empower you to have effective negotiations, enable you to give good advice, the right question: what do I want and what am I willing to pay for it? If you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to follow me and share it with your friends. And join me for the next episode of the Life Mastery mini-series. Please note that the views and opinions on this show are my own and do not reflect those of my colleagues or employers.